Greetings, fellow human being. If you're watching this video, you're probably a subscriber, or maybe you're just curious, or maybe you're the person this video is addressed to. So, you believe you are the bride, the one and only bride of Christ. So, I'm not trying to, like, I don't want to, like, you know, like, make fun of you or shame you or anything. That's not what I'm here to do. But I do want to try to understand why you believe this, because there are many women, surprisingly, that are saying this, and I'm a little bit perplexed. So I have a few questions that I have, so I can try to understand this better. So first, I want to know what, like, when in your life you started believing that, and what events led up to that belief, like. Did you have some kind of, like, spiritual or emotional experience, or did you, like, start having, like, thoughts about it? Did you, like, hear or see certain things? Did someone tell you that, or perhaps a spirit told you that? Like, what exactly happened in your life that led up to that belief? All right, like, just think of the reasons why you believe this, and, hey, maybe even write them down, right? I find writing actually helps clear your mind a lot about things. And another thing I want to know is, like, do you think your reasons for believing this are reasonable? And I'm not saying that to be condescending or anything. I just genuinely want to try to understand your logic here. Also, I want to know, how does the idea of being the one and only bride of Christ make you feel? Like, does that fulfill some kind of need in your life? Does it solve some kind of problem? Does it give you some sort of peace or comfort? Does it help you with anything? What exactly does this mean for you, and how important is this to you? So I just want you to think about that, and maybe, you know, if you want to share in the comments, tell me why. I also want to know, how would you feel if it turns out you are wrong, that you're not the bride? Now, I personally believe you are, because I don't really think this belief is really reasonable. I'm not going to really try too hard to convince you otherwise, because you're probably not going to really listen to me. Maybe you'll change your mind eventually, or maybe you won't. I don't know. It is what it is. But I just want you to consider the possibility that you are wrong about this, and that it's not true. Alright? I'm not asking you to just give up the belief entirely, because I know it's going to be very difficult. You probably won't even do it. But I just want you to consider the possibility that you are wrong, and you are not the bride, but you are just you. Your own valuable, special, unique self, okay? You do not need to have that kind of title in order to be special, because you were already born special, okay? You are a valuable human being, regardless of whether or not you are or aren't that person, alright? You are still a valuable human being, alright? Also, I don't really think the idea that the bride is one woman is really, you know, it's definitely not common, and I think that's for a reason, but I'm not going to get into that now. But anyway, so I just want you to consider the possibility that you can be wrong, and think about how that would make you feel if it turns out you're wrong, alright? Just let go of that identity, that label, for a moment, and think about how your life would be if it's not true, alright? Think about your needs and maybe the things, the problems going on in your life. Like, think about that. And think of maybe other ways that you can fulfill those needs and find peace and comfort and happiness and security in who you truly are, alright? I truly hope that you one day find out your true identity and get comfortable with your true self. I don't think this that you're believing right now is the true you. And I think it can lead to very harmful attitudes in you. And I noticed that a lot of women that claim like to be like this, they don't really... You can tell that the spirit they have really is actually not of God, right? If you are having strong feelings of pride or wrath whenever someone disagrees with you, then that is a sign that you are not in communication with the spirit of God, because things of God are attitudes like humility, kindness, charity, selflessness, peace, joy, all those good things, alright? Pride, envy, jealousy, wrath, selfishness, all that is not of God. So if you are experiencing those kind of feelings and attitudes, that is a sign that the spirit you are communicating with is not of God, okay? You really need to think deeply about this, okay? Really examine yourself and ask yourself, are my attitudes and words and actions showing fruits of the spirit or fruits of sin? Just think about that, okay? That might help clear your mind on this a little bit more. But yeah, so just consider the possibility that you're wrong and think about what this would mean for your life. But also, it's okay to get things wrong sometimes, alright? We're all human. That includes you, okay? So it's okay to be wrong, alright? It's okay to make mistakes. So if you're wrong, don't be too hard on yourself, okay? You just made a mistake. You can just change your mind and move on, and you'll be fine, okay? No need to worry about it. Now, I just wanted to make this video to try to get a better understanding of why you women believe this. And also, I just want you to, you know, think about the possibility that you're wrong, so that when you do find out your true identity, you can, like, once you leave this belief, you can really have an easier time navigating the world around you and the way you live your life. Once you hopefully let go of this. If you don't, again, that's fine. I know nothing I say is probably going to convince you, but I just want you to consider these things, okay? But just remember, you still are a special human being. You are valuable. And it does not matter. It doesn't matter if you are or aren't the bride. You are still important. It doesn't matter if you get things wrong. Everybody does at some point get some things wrong. Alright? You just need to humble yourself enough to accept that you are not always right, and that is okay. Alright? But I hope this can help you think deeper about things. Hopefully. I just want to understand your perspective on this. Like, I didn't really want to... No, you know, I'm not trying to shame you or anything. And a lot of people do that, but I just want to get a better understanding of this. Okay? Also, if you're a subscriber or something and you're watching this, it's probably going to be a little bit awkward, because this video is not exactly addressed to you, but... Whatever.